you want to get a gondolier position in Venice, it's an old tradition. You just tell your paddling dad his job is your ambition. Been going on near 1,000 years, generations of gondoliers. Venetian women choose alternate careers. Now I heard about it on the old grapevine. She drifted down from the River Rhine, this dark-eyed, middle-aged Fräulein. She found her way down to the canals. With the gondoliers, she made some pals. They liked to hang out with the foreign gals. Well, they taught her how to drive their boats, but all that glitters doesn't always float. They never dreamed she was there to self-promote. Oh, yeah, she went before the commission, said, I didn't come here for the fishing. To be a gondolier is what I'm a-wishing for. They told her she'd have to pass a test. She'd have to navigate with the best. Relentlessly, she pursued her quest. Yeah, she took that test, failed it twice. She said the judges didn't play nice. The gondoliers were right there to give her some free advice. They told her the licenses to drive were limited to 425, and there's no way some foreign chick's gonna make it 426. These boats are 35 feet long. A woman just can't be that strong. And besides, they said, it's just plain wrong. They told her to be a gondolier, you need to have been born right here in Venice, not up north in the land of beer. They told her she really needn't bother, 'cause her father and her father's father, why, they never even sat in a gondola. So they hurled insults and they gestured rudely, told her she was absolutely unfit to share their waterways. Yeah, they called her names and they broke her boat, but she found ways to stay afloat. Now she's driving a gondola for a hotel. So that's how this German misbehaves. She keeps right on a-making waves, and that'll go on until Venice paves its canals.